Well, a warm welcome to you all this morning. It's good to have you here with us. Glad that you're able to join us here at Gillingham Baptist Church. It's a lovely day, lovely opportunity just to be together. As you will see, it is our harvest celebration today, and just an opportunity to give thanks for all his goodness to us. And we're going to be thinking about that throughout the time that we spend together. It's an all-age service, so we're going to be together throughout. The children are staying with us, and we've got various things that all ages can hopefully connect with today. Thank you for being here in the building. Thank you to those who are watching online as well. We know we have a number of friends who regularly watch as the service is happening. So we're here, it's harvest. Let me just read to you a short passage from Psalm 65, which is very much about the whole idea of harvest. And the psalmist is addressing God, and he says, "You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing." The psalmist there invites the whole creation to celebrate the goodness and the bounty of God. And we're going to capture that in our worship this morning. And Rachel's leading for us. Rachel.
Good morning, church. Can I invite you to stand if you're able? Our opening song is suitably entitled Thanksgiving, and it says, "Enter in his courts with praise, for he is greatly to be praised." Enter in his courts with praise.
Magnify
his holy name.
His holy name.
good that we have a God that we can thank for so many things. Our next song's entitled Bless God. It's one of the newer ones we've been learning. The chorus says, come on and bring your offering. Sing if you've known his grace. Lift up holy hands. He's worthy of all our praise. And as we sing this song, if you have brought an offering to bless others today for the harvest, if you'd like to bring that up as we're singing this next song, all right? Please don't rush. There's plenty of time. So if you'd like to bring your gifts. Blessed are those who run to him, who place their hope and confidence in Jesus. He won't forsake them. Blessed are those who seek his grace, who bend their knee and fix their gaze on Jesus. They won't be down. Okay, Okay, so up until this point, we've been singing words that other people have written. So our next song gives us the opportunity for you to write the words of the song, because it's called Thank You, Lord, for This Fine Day. And often there are verses that are written by other people, but I thought it'd be really nice this morning if you've come grateful for something, that we can sing thank you for that as well. So I have my pen and paper. Okay. Who can someone come and hold this up for me? Because we need to learn all the words. Is there someone who'd be willing to hold this for me? You just have to stand here and hold it. You don't have to do anything else. Lovely. Thank you. Okay. So could you come and stand here? Yeah. Lovely. And hold it up so everyone can see it. So it's thank you, Lord, for love and joy. Okay. What's the next one going to be? Who's got another idea? What can we say thank you for this morning? Yeah. Family, okay. Thank you, Lord, for family. Can someone come and hold this one up for us? Family. Don't have to do anything apart from stand it. Would you come? Lovely, thank you. Or have you got an idea? Food and drink, lovely. We all like food and drink, don't we? Thank you. Okay. Can someone come and hold this for me? Precious lives. Yeah, we can do that. I can't hold and play the guitar. This is my problem. So if someone could... Oh. Okay, hang on, we're still writing. So we've got, thank you, Lord, for love and joy. Thank you, Lord, for family. Please, can someone come? Ah, oh, beautiful, thank you very much. Okay, so if you could stand next to your husband. Okay, thank you, Lord, for food and drink. Yes, what's your one? Lovely, can you hold that one? Perfect. Stephen?
Pumpkin soup.
Okay, pumpkin soup. Okay, so... get another piece of paper. Okay. Pumpkin soup. I've never had pumpkin soup. Would you recommend it? Go on.
No, I'll hold it.
Oh, that one. Okay, precious life. So if I give you that one, thank you. Okay, so thank you, Lord, for love and joy. Thank you, Lord, for family. Thank you, Lord, for food and drink. Right where we are. And so this is verse 2. Thank you, Lord, for precious life. Thank you, Lord, for pumpkin soup. Okay, come on, we've got room for one more. There must be one more thing. Yes, Mary. No, anything at all. Eyes that see. Lovely. Would you hold that for me? Thank you. Can we have eyes that see? There were a lot more hands, so actually, can we do another verse, do you think? Thank you. So who else had the story? Yes, right at the back. That won't fit. Thank you, Lord, for the sunrise. Can we do the sunrise? Something like that? Or waking us up? Waking us up. Is that all right? Lovely. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up. Okay, I need someone to hold eyes that see. Someone to hold, please. Would you? Come on then, down you come. Lovely, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, eyes that see, waking us up. Lovely. Okay, so how many you got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Two more. Oh, thank you. That's lovely. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One more. Are you going to hold this for me? Lovely. Thank you. One more. One more thing to thank God for. Yes. Peace of mind. Okay. Lovely. Thank you. That is perfect. Okay, so do you understand how it works? Thank you, Lord, for love and joy. Thank you, Lord, for family. Thank you, Lord, for food and drink. Right where we are. Then we do the hallelujahs. Then we go to verse 2. Thank you, Lord, for precious life. Thank you, Lord, for pumpkin soup. Thank you, Lord, for eyes that see. Right where we are. I need one more, actually, don't I? Thank you, Lord, for waking us up. Thank you, Lord, for peace of mind. Have we got another one? Yep. What would you like to say thank you for? Good health. All right. Do you want to come and hold that up for me?
Lovely, thank you. Okay, good health, Ruth, please. Thank you. Lovely. So if you'd like to go there. Would you hold this one for me? Oh, I thought she was getting up to... Would you come and hold it for me? Thank you so much. That's lovely. Okay. All right. Lovely. Ruth, thank you so much for writing. Okay, does everyone understand how it works? So we sing, sorry, love and joy, family, food and drink. Then we do alleluia, precious life, pumpkin soup, eyes that see, alleluia, waking us up, our good health and peace of mind, alleluia. Okay, everyone got it? Excellent. Let's stand then, because you can't possibly see that, sing that, sing you're seating down. Thank you so much for all your contributions, food-wise and verbally and orally. Thank you.
Am I on? Yes. Thank you very much for all that you've brought today. All these items will be donated to Medway Food Bank. They're collecting them on Wednesday, so thank you so much for your generosity. And, it's absolutely great, and it's going to make a big difference to lots of families at this particular time of year. Great to have you all with us this Sunday morning. Can I just say it is particularly nice to have Mrs. Clark with us. Liz, so glad you're here. Nice that you're with us. Yes. And thank you to all those who've been praying for Liz over the past few weeks and months. And it's a joy to have you here with us. So, right now, what have I got? Oh, yes, right. It is a very long time. It is a very long time since Bernard the Bear has made an appearance here. That's because he's normally in his own church on a Sunday, Bear Church. And they have all sorts of activities that they do. But I did want to share with you this morning one thing. He's given me permission to share with you one thing that he's been doing recently, which I thought you might find quite interesting. Is there a slide there, Joy, that might give a clue? So, what's that a picture of? Nobody can tell me what that is. Blackberries, thank you very much. Bernard the Bear is very fond of picking blackberries. Now, in a house where we used to live, there was, at the back of our garden, there was a gate, and then there was an alley. And along this alley, there was a long hedge, which was full of blackberry bushes. And Bernard loved nothing better than going and collecting blackberries. And about the time of July, he would pop down the lane and have a look, and no, they weren't quite ready yet. They were still not black. They were still sort of, they were not quite right. And then in August, he would go and maybe they're just getting ready. And then about the end of August, beginning of September, that's when the blackberries became ripe. And Bernard the Bear had this plan that what he was going to do with these blackberries. So this particular Saturday morning, he set off down the alley with a bowl and started to pick the blackberries. Now, the first thing that happened was, ow! Oh, God! Because they're prickly. And his poor paws got prickled with the sharp things round the blackberries. But he soon got used to it. He soon knew how to handle them and whatever. Sometimes they still weren't quite ripe. Sometimes they were too ripe. And sometimes he went to pick one and it went like that, because it was too juicy and soft, and he finished up with purple paws, which isn't what you want. But he got the hang of it, and he could see the right ones, and you don't bother with the little weedy ones. You want to get the nice juicy ones. And he picked some, and he walked a bit further up, and he picked some, until in the end he got this nice bowl of luscious, delicious, ripe blackberries. Yes! And then he came into the house, and he threw them into a sieve, and he put water all over them to get rid of all the little creepy crawlies and the little bugs and the little things that had burrowed their way in there. And having done all that, having rinsed them out, he put them in a pan, chopped up some apples and put the apples in a pan as well, threw in a load of sugar. No, you have to have a lot of sugar because they are very bitter. You have to put lots of sugar in. He put a heat under the pan, and then standing on a stool, he started to stir. Now, while he was stirring, he was humming a little tune to himself. He was a very happy and contented bear because, well, it's a nice thing to do. He felt very pleased at himself, and he's stirring away and stir, and eventually the juices started to come up and it started to bubble away, and the apple and the blackberry started to merge together, and eventually it was perfect. Absolutely perfect. It was just as he wanted it to be. So he started ladling out some of the blackberry and apple and put it in one dish and put it in a second dish and put it in a third dish. And then there was some crumble topping, and he put some crumble topping over the top of it until he got three absolutely brilliant, perfect, scrumptious apple and blackberry crumbles. Yes! It was good. The question is, what was he going to do with them? Eat them. He could have done that. But he had a plan. He had a cunning plan, my lord. And so he took one of the containers with the apple and blackberry crumble on, and he walked out of the back of the house. There's a nice example of one of the crumbles. And he walked out of the house, and he walked down the drive, and he walked down the next door neighbor's drive, and he rang the doorbell, ding dong. And old Gwen came to the door, our next door neighbour as she was then. And Bernard said, "I've made you an apple and blackberry crumble, Gwen. I hope you and Joe enjoy this." And the look on her face
She was absolutely thrilled. But no, it's yours, and it's all from the blackberries at the bottom of the garden, and I hope you enjoyed. And he turned around and he walked back and he went into the kitchen. And she was flabbergasted. She was thrilled to bits. The next thing he did, he went into the garage and he got out his bicycle. And his bicycle, well, he's only little, so it's not a big bicycle, and it's got a basket on the front of it. So into the basket at the front of the bicycle, he put the second of his apple and blackberry crumbles. He put his helmet on, because you should always have a helmet on when you're on your cycle. And he set off, and he pedalled. And he pedalled up a hill and down a hill and up a hill and down a hill and up a hill and down a hill. And he went all round the corner, and eventually he came to another house and he rang the doorbell. Ding dong. And Marjorie came to the door. And Marjorie had just been in hospital. And Marjorie hadn't been at all well. And it was only the second day that she'd been home. And Bernard said, Marjorie, I've made you an apple and blackberry crumble, and I hope you really enjoy it, and have a happy harvest. And Marjorie was blown away. Somebody had brought her this wonderful homemade gift, and it was so nice, and she was so thankful. And Bernard hopped back on his bicycle, put his helmet on, and set off back home again. The third and final apple and blackberry crumble he kept until later that night. The Bears have a tradition, and the Bears' tradition is to have a harvest supper. And all the Bears in the area, they all come together in the church hall. Not this church, another church. Locking up would be terrible. No. Another church. So they all, and they have this massive harvest supper, and people bring different things in. People bring bread and cheese and things they've made at home and curries and all manner of things. And Bernard brought his apple and blackberry crumble. And everybody looked at it and they say, wow, that's really nice. And Bernard watched one after another, after another, after another, diving in and having big spoonfuls of apple and blackberry crumble and ice cream. Oh, yes. That night, Bernard the Bear went to bed and he felt really pleased. In fact, he shouted a bit of a prayer. Thank you, God, for a wonderful day. Thank you for wonderful food. Thank you for yummy things to eat. Thank you. And then he said, and thank you for being able to share it and give things away. It makes me feel so happy. Amen. And it's right. There is nothing nicer than being able to give things away. There is nothing nicer than being able to bless other people. There is nothing nicer than being able to share what we have with others. And if harvest is about anything, it's about saying thank you to God, and it's about sharing what we have with others. You've done that this morning with the food that you've brought in. Thank you. But let's look for other ways and other opportunities of sharing and helping and blessing other people. Thank you very much. Rachel.
So we're going to sing a song now that particularly celebrates the food that we can and drink that we can give and receive at harvest time. It's called a harvest samba. Now there's a clue in the title. Samba means that we don't stand and sing it in one voice. It's got a lovely rhythm to it, and my lovely assistants here, there are musical instruments at the front here as well. So if you're someone with a bit of rhythm and a bit of beat and you'd like to join us, please come and collect one. There's baby-sized ones and there's grown-up-sized ones. So the rhythm is, for a samba, it's dum, 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 dum. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. All right, got it? Let's have a practice. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. That's all it is. All right? And you just carry on. So who's going to play an instrument then? Who's going to make a joyful noise? Let's have a look. Got some volunteers? Lovely. Okay, so please feel free. They come in different shapes and sizes. They make different noises. And obviously we're going to stand and sing. So we'll just wait for a minute while the instruments are given out. Okay. Please feel free to stand if you're able. We'll sing together. Okay. I'm sorry, I forgot to put some instruments upstairs. Please forgive me. Okay. If anyone wants to come down and collect some, you're very welcome. Okay, just waiting for those instruments. Song that reminds us how great our God is. Now, if you're very clever, you can play your instrument and do the actions at the same time, or you can choose to do one or the other. But let's just thank you to our great big God this morning.
Our God is a great big God, and He holds us.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Thank you. I've seen Elizabeth. Do you and Chloe want to just come here? That would be lovely if you would. So, have a microphone. All right. Now, Elizabeth and Chloe, they've been coming here for a while, which has been lovely. And at our last church members meeting, we said we really want Elizabeth in membership here with us. So church membership is about saying I want to be part of the family. We're always delighted when people want to say that and make that sort of level of involvement and commitment. So we're delighted that you're both here. And yes, we are. So we've got some words. They come up on the screen. But if you want to, you can't see it. You need glasses. Go and get the, we need the glasses. Can we get the glasses? Do you want to go and get them? Can you read that? That's fine. Solved. We've solved the problem. Right. So, Elizabeth, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, in Holy Spirit, your creator and redeemer and the sustainer of all things?
I do. This is the God in whom I trust.
Do you believe that God has led you to share in the worship, life and witness of this local congregation?
I do, and I thank God for the gift of fellowship.
And will you share with us the gifts God has given you that together we may serve God in our local community and in the wider world?
I will. All I have is given by God.
As Christians, we covenant together as a community of the disciples of Jesus Christ. We share the joys and responsibilities of fellowship. We gather for worship and to discern the mind of Christ. Together we seek the kingdom of God through prayer, witness and service. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, we seek to build one another up in love. Will you share with us in this common life and service, and will you walk together with us before God in ways that are known and yet to be made known?
I will. Thanks be to God.
Would you all like to stand, please? So do you, as members of Gillingham Baptist Church and this wider congregation, welcome Elizabeth and Chloe into the fellowship?
We do.
Will you support them in Christian service and in the responsibilities of church membership? And will you pray for Elizabeth and Chloe? And will you encourage them through hospitality, friendship and prayer?
We will. In the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you. If you guys like to sit down, let me pray for you. Yeah? Father, we thank you so much for Elizabeth and Chloe. We thank you that you've brought them here to Gillingham. We thank you that they are part of our family here. And we pray your protection upon them. We pray that you'd help them through all the things that they're wrestling with at the moment. May some good things fall into their lap. We ask and pray that Chloe will do really well at school, that you'd help her to grow and to develop in a healthy way. And we pray, Lord, for the whole family, that you just bind them together and knit them together. Watch over them, provide for their every need, we ask and pray, and fill them with your love, joy, and peace, and fill them with your Holy Spirit. We ask your blessing upon them in Jesus' name. Amen. Elizabeth, let me take that. In the name of the Lord, on behalf of this congregation, we warmly welcome you into our membership. I'm going to ask you to go over there in a moment and sign a book. However, if I can wade through miles of food, I heard that you quite like chocolate. Is that right? In which case, there is a bar of Dairy Milk chocolate. Okay? That is super. Very good. Right, we're going to sing and we'll go over there.
We're going to sing and stand, if you're able, please, a song that testifies to the goodness of God.
Oh, my name. I can tell you.
Thank you, Rachel. Now, last week I did miss somebody's birthday. I do apologise for birthdays I may have missed last week, but there we are. There is another birthday I know of today, but Judith Carr has decided that she is doing other things this morning, so we can't sing her happy birthday. However... we have a young person in the balcony called Fulfillment. Is that right? Is that right? And is it your sixth birthday today? It might be. Because you've got a badge that says six. Yes. I am looking around. Does anybody else have a birthday today? No. Right. We will sing happy birthday to Fulfillment then.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Fulfillment. Happy birthday to you.
Excellent. Hope you have a really nice day. Now, we're going to take an offering for the work of the church here. It's a way of our saying thank you to God. It's a way of supporting the mission and ministry of the church. If you're able to make a gift this way, we appreciate it. We know others give in many other ways as well, but we'll take up an offering now. Thank you very much. fast enough. We'll have a prayer now, Dan. Thank you. You give him the organ, he can't stop playing it. Let's pray. Father, we bless you that you are a great God. You're a great and loving God. You've filled this world with good things. You've given each one of us life, and you've given us all the many things that we can enjoy in each and every day. And we're so very grateful. Father, accept the praise of our hearts. Accept the worship that we bring to you and the offerings that we lay before you. May you bless the gifts and the givers also. In Jesus' name, amen. Sharon, do you want to say something about... Yes, you do. You really do. Do you just want to use that?
Okay. This should have been Stephen, but you'll understand why it's not. So, hands up those of you who've heard of Spotify. Okay. Hands up those of you who use Spotify. Yeah, okay. So for the uninitiated then, Spotify is a digital music, podcast and video service which gives access to millions of songs, all types, genres, everything, including Christian songs and other content from right across the world. It's available on a range of devices, so computers, phones, tablets, TVs, even your Alexas and Google Assistants and so on. So, how does it work? What you need to do is download the app on your phone or type in Spotify on whichever device that you're using and it will take you. You need to sign up and create an account, but it's free, absolutely free to do that. The basic functions such as playing music is free. However, you can upgrade to have all sorts of other bits called Spotify Premium, but it will cost you. So the free bit is great, although you do have to put up with the ads in between the music. Okay, so just to let you know. And why are we telling you this today? It's because we now have a Gillingham Baptist Church worship song playlist on Spotify. Okay. So what you actually need to do is, if you go to Spotify either on your phone or the device that you're using, you need to type in Gillingham Baptist Church. That takes you to our profile, and then you can click on the worship song playlist and start listening. The reason I say you need to type in Gillingham Baptist Church, if you type in GBC, you get all sorts of others. You get Gilnehurk Baptist Church from Belfast. You get Grace Baptist Church. You get all sorts of things, but not Gillingham Baptist Church. So that is the key, is Gillingham Baptist Church, and then you can start listening. There's about 36 songs on there at the minute that we've put on. If you've got ideas of songs that could go on, then please let the media team know. Thank you.
I could have said that. We're going to have 5 minutes now where we're going to do some praying. And you are as good at praying as anybody else is good at praying. There are lots of things we can pray for this morning. We've been thinking about harvest. There are lots of people we know of, we don't know, who have not got a lot to eat. Lots of families who are helped by food bank, but other parts of the world as well, where we've got food shortages, famines, various things. We need to be praying again for peace in our world. There looks to be a glimmer of hope there in the whole Gaza thing. Let's pray into that, that something good emerges over the next couple of days. There are people who need help for healing. There are other people who have pressing needs. You will be aware of things yourselves that need your prayers as well. Can I suggest that we just come together in little twos or threes or fours and just pray about whatever's on your mind today? As I say, I've given you a few ideas, praying for people to have food to eat, food bank, peace, people who aren't well. Pray into some of those things. If you're looking for names of people to pray for, in the newsletter, there's a family news section, and that will give you people who you might want to pray for this morning. We're just going to do it for about 5 minutes. I'm suggesting that you just pull your chairs together or cluster together up there. Children are perfectly capable of praying as well as grown-ups. In fact, sometimes they're better at it. So, as I say, just for 5 minutes, little groups. If you're not comfortable with it, that's fine. Sit quietly, do your own praying, not a worry. But I'll call us back together in about 5 minutes' time. Okay, thank you. So thank you, and just remember that we can pray at any time, in any situation. God hears our prayers, and we can be washing the pots in the sink or wherever, on our bicycles, in our cars, wherever, and we can turn to him and pray, and we know that he hears us, which is great. We're going to have a Bible reading now. It may not sound very harvesty, but I'll help you to see how it is in a moment. Ruth, thank you.
The Bible reading is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints. And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then to us, in keeping with God's will. So we urge Titus, since he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you very much indeed. I love harvest. I have always liked harvest. It just seems to me it speaks of creation. It speaks of a creator. It reminds us that God has made this world, filled it with wonderful things, and we see some samples and examples of that here today. Harvest is about food, and whether it's food that comes straight from the land or food that comes from the factory or the supermarket or wherever, harvest is about food. We'll all have our own favourite foods that we enjoy at different times, but we're all so blessed by God for what he has done for us. And so for me, the heart of harvest is a celebration. It is about thankfulness. It is about being thankful to God for everything that he has given to us. And all of us can stop and think and pause, what has God given to me? Think how much God has helped you with, how much he has provided for you. Just be aware of how indebted we are to him and be thankful. And having a thankful heart, a thankful spirit, is so important in terms of this life in which we live. Let's say thank you to God more often for what he gives to us and what he does for us. But there's another element to harvest as well: food, thankfulness. But the third area is what we've already been touching on, which is sharing. And I think it's a wonderful thing when we can share what we have with others, when out of the fullness of our hearts, we are able to give to other people and bless them. Sharing is integral to any understanding of what harvest is all about. That reading we had from 2 Corinthians 8 may not obviously seem to speak to that, but it does. The Apostle Paul had a real burden because he was aware that there was Christians in the city of Jerusalem who were struggling to exist. Many of them, most of them, all of them, had come from Jewish backgrounds. They'd been converted into Christianity, and having renounced their former religion, having come into Christian faith, they were suddenly in all sorts of trouble because people wouldn't trade with them. People wouldn't share with them. People wouldn't give them things to eat or to buy. And so they were really hard pressed. And these Christians in Jerusalem were really, 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 really going through the mill. And so the Apostle Paul felt a responsibility to try and encourage some of the other churches in his networks to try and support these poor Christians in Jerusalem. And there was a cluster of churches in an area that it was known as Macedonia. Philippi was one of them. A cluster of small churches, and actually they hadn't got two halfpennies to rub together. They were as poor as the proverbial church mouse. They really did not have much money at all, these Macedonian Christians. However, they caught the vision. They suddenly realized that there was a need there, and they suddenly felt burdened to be able to provide for these poor Christians in Jerusalem. And so I don't know how they did it. They had a collection, they had an offering, they had a whip round, they had a whatever it was. But these Macedonian churches gathered together a gift, a financial gift, that was going to be given to the Christians in Jerusalem. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, was blown away. And part of his letter is trying to work out how he can send some trusted people to collect the gift and then take it back to the people in Jerusalem. But he's blown away, he's absolutely blown away by their kindness, by their love, by their generosity. That's the key. Have we got a slide there, Joy? I think we might have a slide. By their generosity. Here were people, they weren't just being kind, they weren't just being helpful, they weren't just sharing, they were being extremely generous because they didn't have anything. They had next to nothing, but out of their extreme poverty, as Paul puts it, they gave away. Out of their extreme poverty, they blessed other people. And the extraordinary thing, the really extraordinary thing is, and this was a real testament to the power of the gospel, is that the Christians in Jerusalem were from a Jewish background, the Christians in Macedonia were from a Gentile background, but here is an example of how the church can come together. It can overcome social and racial and ethnic differences, and it can work together. And that's what made Paul even more chuffed to bits, because of what these Christians in Macedonia were doing. They were sharing, but they were also being generous. And friends, this morning, that's really what I want to encourage us to try and be. Generous people. To be able to look at opportunities, not just now, but in the years to come. Opportunities to be able to help others and bless other people. Sometimes we're in a position where we can't do much at all, but sometimes our circumstances change and we're suddenly in a position to reach out to and help other people. But being generous is a wonderful, wonderful aspect of this Christian life. When the Holy Spirit starts to work in us, something changes. Instinctively, we look after ourselves, look after number one. We are a bit self-absorbed. But as the Holy Spirit comes into us, we start to think differently. We start to look differently at the people around us, and we start to look for opportunities to help and to serve. There is something within us that, before we become Christians, there is this sort of closed up heart, this closed upness within us. But when the Holy Spirit comes into us, we open up and we start to look for ways in which we can bless others and help others and serve others. And what Paul is so pleased with in these Macedonian churches is that they had learnt this gift of giving, this gift of generosity. And let me tell you, it is a wonderful thing. A wonderful thing when we can just sense this delight and this joy when we are giving away to other people and other situations. I've probably told some of you this story before, but I think it's worth sharing again. When we were in Gloucester, Matson Baptist Church, and I'm guessing it would be about 1997, that's my guess. We were coming up towards harvest, and there was an appeal going on, a national appeal going on for helping some very impoverished communities in Romania. And the appeal was for sugar, rice and flour. This particular charity, I can't remember what they were called now, Romanian Aid or something, but they were collecting flour, rice and sugar to take over to these poor communities in Romania. And they were at that time very impoverished. So we said as a church, right, we're only going to collect flour, rice and sugar. Fine, okay. I got a little bit of a connection with the local primary schools. So I mentioned it to the head teachers. They said, fine, okay. So the local primary schools also collected flour, rice and sugar. And I went to all these assemblies and all these kids were bringing in bags of flour, rice and sugar. And then I had to transport them from the school to the church. And you see how our stage here is full of these things. On the Saturday before our harvest festival on the Sunday, the whole stage was piled high with flour, rice and sugar. I cannot begin to tell you how many bags of flour, rice and sugar we got from the church, from the schools, everywhere. It's marvellous. I'd also got a little bit of a connection with the Gloucester Citizen, the local newspaper. So they did an article on it as well. And in the middle of the week, when the paper came out, they did this flour, rice and sugar thing as well. Matson Baptist Church, da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da. So Saturday morning comes along, and we'd said we'd open up for anybody who wanted to bring any more flour, rice and sugar, but we were already sinking with flour, rice and sugar. And through the door comes this lady with her son, who would have been in his early teens. I think his name was Jamie, but I can't absolutely remember. But anyway, she said, we've got some things in the car for you. I said, thank you very much. And I went, and when I went to the car, it was full, absolutely full of, guess what? Flour, rice and sugar. Tons of the stuff. And I said, well, where has all this come from? Jamie had heard the newspaper article. He decided that he wanted to do something to support it. So his newspaper round money, for the past few weeks, he got it together and went out and bought, with his mum's help, a load of flour, rice and sugar. And so with the help of his paper round money, his meagre wages, we brought in the rest of that flour, rice and sugar and added it to the pile that we had there. And then we invited him and his mum to come on the Sunday morning, and we were all able to give them a round of applause for the way that they had supported so generously. It is a wonderful thing to be caring. It is a wonderful thing to be sharing, and it is a wonderful thing to be generous. And brothers and sisters, if we can look for opportunities, if we can find opportunities where we can share with others, where we can give out of our fullness to bless other people, it is a wonderful thing. It's a core element of this Christian life that when we have been touched by the love of God, we want to share it and show it to others as well. Our lives are here for the benefit of others. Our lives are here to bless other people. Let's capture this spirit, this grace of giving, this grace of generosity. And let's try and find opportunities now and in the coming years where we can show that and display it to the full. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for those who have been generous to us. We thank you for those who have helped us along the way and provided for our needs. Lord, show us opportunities, show us ways, show us situations where we can make a difference to other people as well. Grant to us this gift, this grace of giving, this grace of generosity, we pray, and fill us with your Holy Spirit to that end and purpose. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Because it's harvest, we're going to sing a harvest hymn, and Dan's going to play that on the organ for us. We plough the fields and scatter. We'll stand and sing.
We plough the fields and scatter.
Thank you all for coming this morning. A few notices. Diane, you start. It is.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good morning, people online. We're praying for you tomorrow, Trevor. We won't forget. We love you lots. Anyway, it's about bold and beautiful. We're holding a meeting for the women of Gillingham Baptist Church, which is all you women, all of you, a time of fellowship to chat and to get to know each other better, a time for a cake and a cuppa, and a time for prayer. 1 Timothy 2 reminds us to pray every way you know how and for everyone you know. So we want to pray for our needs and the needs of others, being generous in prayer. We also want to pray for our Advent Bold and Beautiful meeting, where we hope to have some craft and share the wonderful Christmas message of love and the saving grace of Jesus. So, Bold and Beautiful Cake and Prayer. Next Saturday, 11th of October, in the upper room here, starting time 2 p.m. Please sign up. I understand it's out there somewhere. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Diane. Just to say, we've got tea and coffee downstairs after the service. Please do hang around for that. Tomorrow morning, it's Alpha in the upper room. Alpha in the evening is on Tuesday night downstairs. Bridge House prayer meeting Thursday at 7:30. Next Sunday, we've got Sarah Ray's commissioning service. We've got the Regional Minister Geoff Hunt here with us. Do try and come along to that. Encourage any family or friends to come, because it will be a super opportunity. There is a CAP money course starting on Wednesday the 15th of October. If you struggle with your money and you're not quite sure how to balance budgets and all the rest of it, then Ruth is a whiz, and she will be able to help you with that. So have a word with her about the CAP money course if that will be useful for you. Still looking for shoeboxes. If you're able to fill a shoebox, talk to Mary Hobbs about that, which will be coming to an end in a few weeks' time. And in the newsletter, you will also see mention there of leadership elections. We're looking for fresh nominations. There are vacancies. We need the existing members who are coming to the end of their terms to be renominated. And if you can make sure that happens, that will be useful as well. We've said hello to people. We say goodbye to people occasionally as well. Wilson, our good friend, who has his head bowed, I believe this is your last Sunday with us, sir. Is it? Yes, he and his good lady, it's their last Sunday with us. So you're going to the States, I think, this week. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for your presence, your worship with us. And we ask God's blessing upon you as you go on your journey. Thank you. God bless. Let's pray together. Father, go with us from this place. Fill us with your love, joy, and peace. Fill us with the Spirit of Jesus, and fill us with that spirit of kindness and love and generosity, we pray. Go with us. Be with those who need you. We pray for Trevor Purser. Pray for him tomorrow as he's got his surgery. Lord, may it go really well, and may you bring constant healing into Trevor's life, we pray. Go with all those who we love and care for, and reach out to those who are in need today. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless.